Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
The Barracuda return home. They get off to Schneid. They snap a 9-game losing streak, and they snap a 3-game skid against the Bakersfield Condors. They pick up their second win on the 8-game season series against the Condors. They are now 2-3 against the top affiliate of the Edmonton Oilers. And with the win, San Jose is now 12-27-0 on the year, good for 31 points. The Condors, who came into tonight's game really playing some outstanding hockey, their record now stands at 18-12-1-2. They stay put at 39 points. Barracuda will continue their homestand on Friday and Saturday against the Calgary Wranglers. It wasn't a great start, Drew. They failed to score in the first, fell behind by a 2-0 count, but they found their game in the second, and the pivotal turning point of the game, no question about it, was the 5-on-3 power play for the Barracuda. They scored twice, and they end up running away with it after that point.
Yeah, that was really the critical moment of the game, and they capitalized beautifully on it. Goal and on the 5-on-3, goal on the 5-on-4. But let's go back to what you talked about earlier, Nick, before the even game started, how important the special teams were going to be. So it wasn't only on the power play where they were effective in that critical moment, but there were several opportunities on the penalty kill where they really had a strong game. In fact, one of their penalty kills, they kill it off against the Condors, and then they come right out after Castles came out of the box, and they end up scoring right after they've killed a penalty. So their special teams were the big factor in the game tonight.
Coming into the game, the Barracuda, of course, had dropped 9 in a row. They had given up power play goals in 9 of their last 10 games. There's been a major correlation this season for this team and their lack of ability to kill off penalties. It struggled all year long. It was not the case tonight. And I think, Drew, not just the way they killed them off, but the fact that it seemed like Bakersfield built no momentum off their power play. They didn't even get anything going post-power play.
Exactly. And if you're not scoring on your power play, the very least what you want is that momentum built. So get your team going offensively, feeling the juice, and maybe capitalize on a shift in the zone. They really didn't even have much extended time in the zone with the man advantage. I thought their clears were good out of the zone. I thought they were aggressive, the Barracuda. They did a nice job in contesting the neutral zone and standing up. It was a very good penalty kill, which you could say early in the game, right off the bat, even though there was a 2-0 lead by the Condors, that first penalty kill kind of set the tone for them as far as when you're a man down, this is how we got to do it.
And Bakersfield was feeling it on the power play. Oof. 4 power play goals in their win on Sunday, had scored 6 in their prior two games, but they go 0-for-3 tonight. They scored their 2 first period goals at full strength. Carter Savoy's 4th of the year at 10:43 for Matvei Petrov. And then at 14-17, Ty Tulio made it 2-0 on his 3rd of the year. Greg McKeag and Adam Ernie picked up the assist. So we'd go into the second period with the Barracuda trailing by a 2-0 count. But the game would turn when Bakersfield took back-to-back minors. First, Xavier Bourgault, former first-round pick of the Oilers, would be called for tripping at 4:26. And then at 4:54, James Hamblin, while on that PK, would take another tripping penalty. And the Barracuda would capitalize, first by scoring on the 5-on-3, Cole Castles parked in front, able to poke home a loose puck in the crease to cut the lead in half. Here in the second, Barracuda on a 5-on-3 for another 51 seconds. Gushton end line, Todd back, Gushton, one-timer off the goal mask, off the post, they score! Castles cleans up the change. It's a power play goal, and the lead is cut in half. Cole Cole Castles finding the back of the net, his fifth of the season. Kyle Rao and Daniil Gushchin with the helpers. And the Barracuda had scored on that 5-on-3, but still with time to spare on the second minor penalty. And they weren't done. Daniil Gushchin would work his way to the top of the circle and rip one short side top shelf for his team-leading 14th goal of the year. And for Gushchin, part of another multi-point night. He's now tied for the team lead with four power play goals. The time of the goal for Gushchin at 6:41. Shakir Mukhamudulin and Jack Stanika pick up the assist. With it, right flank, indirect pass to the point. Now Gushchin works to the top of the circle, shoots, he scores! Tonight, just 1 for 15 against the Condors on the power play, and they're 2 for 2, and they have tied it up at 2 aside. So the Barracuda go 2 for 2 on that power play. They tie up the score, and they had momentum in their favor before that point. It was really all Bakersfield, but the Cuda with 2 unanswered, both on the power play. They were not done in that second period. Scott Sabourin back in the Cuda lineup after a 7-game absence while in the NHL, would get right back into the mix at 10:14. He'd direct home a loose puck in the crease after Ethan Frisch's initial bid from the point was turned aside by Rodrigue. It was Sabourin there to drive it into the open net and give San Jose its first lead of the hockey game. Yeah. Barracuda are 2 for 2 so far to begin this game, and they've got both their goals on the man advantage. Now Frisch shoots, save made. Big loose rebound. They score! Rodrigue with a big juicy rebound, and it's fired home by Scott Sabourin, and the Barracuda have their first lead of the game. A simple play with big-time results. So the Barracuda take their first lead in that second period at 10:14. They would carry that advantage into the intermission. So we go to the third with San Jose up by a score of 3-2. Well, the game's still very much in the balance. They would get a huge insurance goal as the puck was thrown on net. Maybe a fortuitous bounce lands on the stick of Oscar Lindblom, who had charged the blue paint. And Lindblom elbowed a directed past Rodrigue to give the Barracuda a 4-2 lead. That stick save Rodrigue. So he swipes it to his right side. Now Shimmick coming down the wall. Up to the point. Quick shot. It bounced towards the net. They score! Lindblom on a carom. And the Barracuda extend their lead to 4-2. We talked about it, Drew, after that goal. There wasn't a ton going for the Barracuda. You could tell Bakersfield pushing. They changed up their strategy a little bit. The Barracuda were having some trouble with it. They get that goal, and it almost breathed a sigh of relief in the entire group.
Yeah, it certainly did. There was a big, you could see, it was a noticeable change. They settled down in their game. They started putting the puck in the right place. They weren't so panicked in the offense or in their own zone, the defensive zone. Their forwards started skating better. They did a much better job. Just, like you said, it's that little sigh of relief. But that's what happens if you've lost a lot of games in a row. You start thinking about, we got to keep the lead, we got to keep the lead, we got to keep the lead, instead of just stay in the moment. Keep playing. You'll be okay. Stay with the process.
It's funny, even as broadcasters, I felt that a little
bit. Sure
it was almost palpable. And the fans, it's Barracuda have had leads this year in which they've squandered. They're going through a stretch. You're just trying to find a way, trying to squeak one out and seeing if you can roll that into 1-2 and so on and so forth. They do find a way tonight. Despite it getting a little bit dicey at the end, Matvei Petrov scored his fourth of the year at 15-18 to cut the lead back down to 1. But the Barracuda would seal it with this empty netter off the stick of Jack Stanika. Down low, Lavoie. McKay comes onto the ice behind the play. It's chipped up the boards. This could be a chance for Stanika. Empty netter. He scores with 39 seconds to go in the third period. Jack Stanika may have just iced it as the Barracuda take a 5-3 lead late here in the final frame. So Jack Stanika cashes in. Kyle Rao picks up his second assist of the game. Barracuda had multiple players who finished with multiple points, including Stanika, had a goal and an assist. Oscar Lindblom also a goal and an assist. Scott Sabourin had a goal and an assist. Cole Castle's goal and an assist. Daniil Gushchin, a goal and an assist. Kyle Rao with the 2 assists. So you've got lots of players pulling the rope tonight, and the Barracuda find a way as they come back home to kick off this homestand on the right foot and beat a team in Bakersfield. Although the Condors have played quite a bit less games, this is a team you expect them to be fighting for playoff positioning. So it only increases the importance of tonight's victory But a great win for John McCarthy's team after a very tough road trip. No wins earned. You come back home and you find your way into the win column.
Yeah, after the first period, I thought they settled down. Again, you talked about the critical moment power play, but their game got better before that. Overall, though, when you look at what you said about there are lots of guys that you mentioned were very key players in this win, that's what the Barracuda need. You need everybody pulling on the rope for the cliche, but you need everybody involved. Try to make an impact somehow. If you have 15 shifts or 5 shifts, make an impact when you're out there. And I thought a lot of guys tried to do that tonight.
No question about it. The Barracuda finish the game. They go 2-for-2 on the power play, 3-for-3 on the penalty kill. That was the difference. They outshoot the Condors 40-38. The winning goaltender, Etu Makaniemi. The losing goaltender is Olivier Rodrigue. The Barracuda are now 2-3 against the Condors on the season series. These teams will meet up again 3 more times. All those games will come next month. Let's go over our 3 stars tonight. Daniil Gushtin, the all-star, another multi-point performance for him. He gets that power play goal, the second of the 2 power play goals in the second period. Finish his night with a goal and assist, a -1 rating, 3 shots on net. He is the number 3 star. Number 2 star, Scott Sabourin, came right back in the lineup as if he had been playing with the group all along. Goal
good
and
game.
Assist tonight. Really had the feet moving, brought a lot of energy and a team high.
Yep.
7 shots on net as well did Sabourin. Number 1 star, Oscar Lindblom. You're looking for these guys, these veteran players, to help lift the entire group at this point. The high tide that kind of lifts the boats, if you will, in the harbor. Lindblom's starting to find it a little bit. I think that's a big key for this team because so many of these young players look to him for guidance and for a light, if you will. And for him to be able to score, I think that goes a long way in just helping the entire group, getting everybody going. He's a great human being. He works his tail off. Obviously, he's had a windy road in his career. He's back in the AHL. Good to see him starting to find it a little bit offensively. He is the number 1 star as the Barracuda pick up a big victory tonight to snap their 9-game skid, a 5-3 win against the Bakersfield Condors. Barracuda back on the ice 2 days from now, Friday and Saturday, against the Calgary Wranglers. A reminder, both myself and Drew back on the air on Friday. We'll be on NBC Sports California as we go to the telecast side to close out our 3-game TV schedule this year. Looking forward to that. This was a fun one.
Yeah.
Big win tonight for the Barracuda. Still so much to play for. We just hit the halfway point. You know, when you allow 8 teams to make the playoffs out of 10, it gives you a runway all year long to stick in the thing. Now, you don't want to fall so far out of it that you can't dig out. This is a big one. We'll see if the Barracuda can roll it over into Friday's game. Final thoughts before we sign off.
Well, I think you're right. I think that this was an important game. Actually, coming off of 9 games, it's tough when you're losing. You need to have something to feel good about. And going into an important series in the weekend against Calgary, you get off on that right foot back home. I thought, as you said, overall, a lot of good things to talk about. We didn't even talk about Makaniemi that much, and he was really strong in this game. But I liked when you mentioned how many guys were really involved in this. You're right about Oscar Lindblom. He's an inspirational guy, great guy to be around. And you're looking at this time when you're struggling, you're looking for guys to help guide you. And I thought you saw that tonight from Sabourin to Gushtin to Makaniemi. I really, really liked the game that Castles played today. I thought he played well. There's a lot of good guys. You can just when you win a game and you can name off a bunch of guys, that's a good sign for your team effort.
Big win tonight for the Barracuda. Final 5-3 against the Bakersfield Condors. We will have no pregame show on Friday. But we're right into the telecast, so we will drop the puck at 7 o'clock. You can watch on NBC Sports California. You can listen, of course, on the Sharks Audio Network. You can listen at sjbarracuda.com/listen, and you can watch for a small fee on ahltv.com. Barracuda get off the Schneid. They'll try to make it back-to-back wins on Friday as they take on the Calgary Wranglers for the first of back-to-back games. They win this one 5-3 against the Bakersfield Condors. We'd like to thank everybody who tuned in, whether you listened or you watched tonight. We certainly do appreciate it. Barracuda get out of the gates on time here tonight in terms of finding a way to win to start this homestand. We'll see if they can roll it over into Friday. For Drew Amend, I'm Nick Nolenberger. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage from TechCU Arena. Until Friday, we'll say so long and good night. Ready.
this has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.